Hello, this is Deborah Ann Gilmore, and I am coming with a word of encouragement, and the title today is going to be Ask, Seek, and Knock. As I was going about my day today, during the holidays, the new Thanksgiving season, everybody is bubbling and going about and getting ready to come into a new season in their lives. I was having a conversation with my daughter who is seeking employment. She is seeking another job, you know, for income purposes, you know, to take care of herself and look after, you know, do what's necessary. And as I was talking to her, I was explaining to her that God's word says, because she's getting a little frustrated. And so, you know, you having to wait and things like that. But I was speaking to her about that today. And I said, how bad do you want it? And I was telling her that we have to learn how to really, you know, trust God. Like, really, like, if we say we believe him, you know, like, if, because one thing I know, that God is not a man that he should lie. That's his word. He's a man, he cannot lie. Neither the son of man that he needeth repent. And his word tells us that he knows what we have need of even before we ask. But he's not saying to us, don't ask, but know that I already know, but I still want you to ask. I still want you to believe me. That's why I want you to ask, because I want you to know that I hear you and I'm here for you. So I still want you to ask, you know. I still want you to knock. I still want you to seek, because it shows me how much you trust me. It shows me how much you believe me when you ask and you seek and you knock. Because I said in my word, he says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. And those words, seek and ask and knock and it shall. Everything follows, it shall be done. God says, but he wants to know, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And so I was telling her, like, if you were to come to my house, and this is the story. I said, if you were to come to my house and you know I'm there, and you knock on the door and no one answers, you're not just going to settle for that. You're not going to just say, okay, Mom, I'm not here. No, you see my car parked out in the front of the house. So you know I'm there. But are you going to stop knocking? Are you going to stop asking? Are you going to stop seeking because you didn't get it the first time or because I didn't come to the door? No, you're going to walk around the door. You're going to knock on windows. You're going to come to the back of the door. Matter of fact, you're going to start calling out my name because you know that I'm in the house. And that is the way that God wants us to come after the things that he's promised us. He says in his word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. He tells us also that he says to us to come boldly before the throne of grace that we may find help in the time of need. He tells us to come boldly you're not going to come boldly to something when you don't believe that it's yours, when you don't believe that you have, that it's yours. You're not going to come boldly. But when you truly believe that it is yours, you're going to come, you're going to knock, you're going to ask until you get that you have need of. And why? Because God said it. You know, having the tenacity to keep knocking, to keep asking, to keep seeking, to keep desiring the thing that God has promised you. And so I just wanted to come on today and just encourage somebody. Don't give up. Don't give up on your deliverance. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on the vision that God has given you, that God has given you. But sometimes we could be seeking after things and asking for things and knocking at doors that God doesn't want to open. But if it is a door that God desires to open for you, and you have prayed and you believe and you know what I'm saying, just, I want to encourage you, don't give up. That's the main thing. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up. If you're following after what is God, if you're following after what he has positioned and purpose for your life, don't give up. Such as healing is yours. Wealth is yours. Prosperity in every area of your life. You know, wholeness in every area of your life, in your mind, in your finances, with your children, in your marriage. Peace is yours. Shalom is yours. Nothing missing, nothing broken. It's your promise to us. It is our portion as children of God, as people of God, as sons and daughters of God. So I just want to encourage somebody today. Don't give up. Continue to seek. Continue to knock and continue to open, seek, ask, and knock until what you need is given to you. Amen. Okay, so that is going to be it. I thank you all for tuning in. Whoever hear this video, hear this audio, know that God hears and he loves you and he wants you to continue to seek him until what you have asked has manifested. Don't give up. Don't get tired. It belongs to you.